Music is held together by some very solid theories. Every one of these, what I might call sub-theories, are based on the major scale order. And these are the theories that control music underneath. Now, on the top side, you have the expression, the music that comes out, the banging of the drum, the sounds. And that's the side of music that most people consider the only side of music. And it is this dichotomy between the expression of music and the mechanisms of music that the hidden universe lies. See, you as a musician represent both sides. Gotta have the technical ability, but you also have to have the desire to create the art and to use your ear to verify that what you are thinking sounds good. And you must realize that although you would like the art to be the primary basis of your expression, you realize as a musician you must adhere to the guidelines of music that make it an art form. And that side of music isn't very artsy, it's more science. And while some natural musicians might just be able to get up and go with proficiency and creativity, the majority of musicians need some kind of a roadmap to follow in order to stay on course and to figure out the things that they need to know at the moment when they play by ear. And when you sit down to play by ear, you don't choose between the 24 different chords, you choose between the 1/4-5s of any one particular key. I think anybody on the outside looking in would say that's pretty limited, but within those six chords, we're talking the universe, and it's that type of comparison between infinite and static that sort of blows our minds. This is why when it comes to playing by ear, it is so important to learn the 24 chords. They're static. They represent control of the instrument, control of music. Knowing chords puts your mind at ease. You don't look at the piano as an instrument that you have to work so hard at. And I'm not saying that getting better doesn't involve a lot of work, but the term work in the context that I mean it is the difference between working at improvising and doing something that you love to work at versus struggling at sight reading music to drill that song into your mind and to perform the reflexes of a rote understanding. You see, there's a big difference between those two. One, you don't understand what you're doing, and the other, you do. I venture to say that most people are in the first category and are dependent upon reading music in order to play it. All I can say is I hope you have reached the level where you are so frustrated after playing for so many years, wondering how others that had less training than you were able to play independently in a way that you've never been able to see. You've got to give up the devotion to your long indoctrination. Believe me, everything that you have learned in your training up to this point is very important. You are only missing one small puzzle piece to putting it all together. But in order to do this, you must set aside your music, your reading, and start going down the path of chords, just playing a block chord and singing a song. Take it from the beginning and work your way on up to all 24 chords, and you'll be playing by ear in no time.